It's like our old quote, you know, character isn't made in a bed of roses and sunshine. Like steel, it's forged in fire in between a hammer and an anvil. Right now, we're between the hammer and the anvil.
This stuff is hard, and you got to stay together if you got the guts, and you don't find the first door and run out of it.
Hey, it's PJ Tucker. You're listening to the Hockman and Crowder Show, your home for guts and culture.
And Spilkus.
I'm sorry, guys. I've cracked.
You didn't give you didn't give PJ Tucker the entire line to read. You forgot the Spilkus part.
I've cracked, man. The Spilkus is flowing out of me.
The Spilkus has been set free.
Oh, goodness.
Heat now trail 3-2 in the series with Boston. Heat tomorrow getting 8.5 points in Boston for Game 6. That's an 8:30 p.m. game, and you can hear it on 790 The Ticket. So we listened. Was it yesterday that we listened to? Yeah, it was yesterday we listened to Jimmy Butler and Kyle Lowry after the victory from loss from Game 5. Game 4. So yesterday, after the game, they were asked tough questions. Look, you can be the biggest Heat fan in the world. You have to acknowledge Kyle Lowry and Jimmy Butler did not look very good out there. They looked injured.
Something's going on.
Yeah. In fact, Kyle Lowry, part of the record-setting backcourt, the starting backcourt for the Miami Heat, Kyle Lowry and Max Strus are a combined 1 of 28 from the field in the last two games, and 1 of 19 from 3 in the last two games.
So
shocking.
Sad.
Shocking. So let's listen to them after the game. This is courtesy of our friends at Bally Sports Sun, Kyle Lowry and Jimmy Butler post-game last night.
Both of you guys, at this time of year when the games mean the most, you want to be at your best, but there's also the grind of a season. Kyle, to you, what's it like to try to push through what you're pushing through? And Jimmy, the same to you. What's it like you trying to push through when clearly you guys do not seem to be your complete selves? Thank you.
Just trying to play and help the team win. No matter what situation we're in, you know, I got to play better. I've been playing terrible. It is what it is. I'm out there, so I got to do a better job in general.
We both do. We all do. Missed a lot of shots. More than anything, we just had a lot of mental lapses in the second half on the defensive end. And then that was the game. I think we played a pretty decent first half, but you got to play two halves to win against them.
With the way Boston is kind of sagging guys into the paint, how is that affecting kind of what you guys want to do offensively and the shots you usually get?
We got to make shots, we do, but we also got to trust the pass. I think we get away from that at times and hit the open guy because there is 3, 4, 5 people in the paint at a time, whether it be us and them. So we just got to trust the pass knowing that whenever we get in there and kick it out, we're going to make the shot.
Jimmy, when we asked you about this after last game, I know you said no, it had nothing to do with it, but I am curious, when did you start feeling the irritation in your knee that the team brought up in the middle of Game 3?
Man, honestly, it doesn't matter. If I'm out there, I gotta do better. I got to find a way to help us win, and I haven't been doing that. I'm fine. My knee is okay. I just got to do better. It's no excuse.
Kyle, you guys have been such a successful shooting team all year. Spill like the looks you guys got tonight. How do you keep that confidence up for your shooters to get some of those to knock down?
I mean, that's what we do. You know, we've had a couple bad shooting games, but, you know, we've got good looks. And, you know, we got 45 threes off tonight. I mean, just didn't make any. I think we just got to continue to just keep working. It's the first of four, so, you know, we got to go into a hostile environment. You know, they'll be amped up, but, you know, I like what our team can do. I like, you know, our opportunity that we have, and we got to go in there and fight.
Jimmy, you guys have obviously been a no-excuse team for years, but with the way the offense is struggling and the injury issues that everybody's dealing with, what gives you the confidence right now that you can go into Boston and win Game 6?
Besides the fact that anything is possible, we just know what we're capable of. We know we we can play some really good basketball, and we know that we're going to play some really good basketball, and it's going to have to start in this next game up in Boston. But I just think that we know that we can win.
Kyle, your injury is hard to play through. It's, you know, just with the way that it limits anybody that has a hamstring. But do you see areas, even while limited, that you feel like you can make more of an impact than you've been able to make?
I think I'm out there. I got to play better in general, no matter what happens. It's a team game, and we're out there together. For me, just being in the right spots defensively and setting guys up offensively. I mean, if I'm out there, I got to play and play better. As simple as that.
Jimmy, you mentioned some of the defensive breakdowns in the second half. Do you feel like the offensive struggles are wearing the defense down?
We've been like that all year long. When we're not making shots, we're not guarding anybody. I've said it over and over again. I hope that we do make shots, but even when we don't, we got to figure out a way to get stops and not worry about that end of the floor, knowing if we play basketball the right way that the shots will fall. So whether we make a shot next game or not, the only way we got a shot is if we guard.
I like the fact that they're honest. I like the fact that they go out there and meet the media after what had to have been a tough game to finish up last night. And they both got asked the questions like, hey, you're playing through injury. And it was like I said at the beginning of the show, Crowder. I mean, Jimmy Butler, I don't think that he's doing the – oh, I'm injured, but don't worry about me thing. I really do believe he holds himself to the standard because he is such a tough guy that, hey, yeah, if I'm going to be out there, I need to perform. And if I'm not going to – if I'm injured, I won't be out there. But if I'm going to be out there, there's no excuses. I need to perform.
Oh, yeah, and that's why we love him. And yep, that's really part of the culture that, you know, the Heat culture oozes. But I know you're tough, but – you are less effective and less efficient.
Sure.
And so, like, he knows that. He doesn't want to make excuses. Is it an explanation or excuse? Is that mid-ground? But it is an explanation of why he can go 41 points one game. He comes back and scores 9. The man's hurting. His knee is not right.
What about Kyle Lowry, Solana? Would you start him tomorrow if you were making that decision?
Probably not. Yeah. Gabe Vincent has a plus rating every lineup that he's on the floor. The Heat have won. I think at one point they were 6-0 or 7-0 in these playoffs with Gabe Vincent starting in place of Kyle Lowry. I know it's crazy. He's making $30 million. He's obviously one of your best players when healthy. He is not giving
he's not
you
healthy
anything right now.
It's not the hey, you're not performing well that we were experiencing with Duncan Robinson during the regular season, right? I mean, this is obviously health-related. You got to admire him for toughing it out, for being out there. It's his hamstring, right? Hamstring?
Yeah.
You've had hamstring injuries, Crowder, right? I mean, that's
that's
constant pain when you're running.
Yes, and so it's so fragile. I feel good. One little pull, one little strength, one little long step, and it hits again. So your hamstrings are hell to get over.
You know, so I think Spo is going to be hard-pressed to start that backcourt again or have a very, you know, short leash on what happens out there.
You know what? This conversation we're having right now made me think about all through the regular season when we're going 12 and 13 deep on the bench, and that's the Heat's model. That's what they can do. That's why they're successful. That's why they're number one seed in the East, because you can go that deep on the bench and still win games. Now we have injuries and we're forced to go deep on the bench and we can't produce any offense, and we just, you know, our twos and threes are going against their ones consistently. And that was like, it looks good in the regular season, but you get to the playoffs and you have Tatum and Brown going against, you know, the back end, the Duncan Robinson. Duncan has no chance to stop Jason Tatum from getting to the rim in his best days. Zero. He goes 0 for 10 if he had 10 attempts. Your backups are going against their starters.
Yep. That's the problem. And here's the thing. I don't want this to sound like the way Atlanta Hawks fans felt in the first round when it's like, oh, this team, which was decent during the regular season, is no good in the playoffs. The Heat are two wins away from going to the NBA Finals. So they have really performed, I think, beyond expectations in the totality of the season. Two wins away from going to the NBA Finals. They're just kind of out of gas. They're injured. They are out of gas. They are trying. Kyle Lowry and Jimmy Butler, I would imagine Tyler Hero would try to be out there as well. I mean, he's, you know, he's not the kind of guy that's going to say, no, put me in street clothes even though I could be out there. These guys are trying. They just don't have it right now because of the injuries. It's sad, but that's the reality of it. But it's not, you know, again, I don't think it's like one of those throw your hands in the air. You know, the Panthers, a little bit different, right? You win the President's Trophy, you get swept in the second round, you go, huh, something didn't translate from regular season to postseason. The Heat, it did. Regular season translated to postseason. They are two wins away from the NBA Finals. They're just injured.
The four teams left, the Mavs and the Celtics both have a first-team All-NBA player.
Right.
The Golden State Warriors have three Hall of Famers. Do the Heat – I know they don't have an All-NBA player because even third team they don't have one. But do the Heat even have a Hall of Famer on this team?
Right. I understand what you're saying.
Like, they do. Eric Spoelstra.
All right. I mean, he can't really pull up.
And, I wish he could play in the backcourt.
He can't shoot him out of the 1-29 slump.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I understand what you're saying.
I know it might sound silly right now considering how last night went, but John Michael said it. This team is shooting just abysmally behind the arc, and you have to imagine the best three-point shooting team in the NBA during the regular season. Mm-hmm. They'll catch fire again. That doesn't mean it's going to happen in Game 6, but you're watching the looks they're getting.
Well, if it doesn't happen in Game 6.
We're waiting for next year for it to happen?
Game 3 of next season.
I'm saying that doesn't guarantee anything.
Right.
But you have to feel like at some point these shots are going to fall, and it's not because I'm just saying it to say it because I'm a Heat fan, because there is a large enough sample size that proves they were the best three-point shooting team percentage-wise
season. Again, I'm not taking issue with any of that. They're just injured. They're injured at an inopportune time right now. I mean, that's just the reality of it. It doesn't reflect at all on the regular season makeup versus the postseason makeup, in my opinion. They're just injured at an inopportune time. Two important guys are injured at an important guys are injured at an inopportune time.
Because their workload is too much because of fact that we're not deep in our top end.
Tell everybody, Crowder. Crowder's in New York. Tell everybody the situation at your hotel.
Well, I am in a utility closet that they made into a bedroom. It's about, I would say, 4 yards wide, so 12 feet wide, maybe 30 feet long.
What time were you supposed to check out?
I was supposed to check out at 4.
And it's now 4:38, and obviously in New York, in the East Village, they want their hotel room.
They're very punctual, and the cleaning ladies are beating on the door now, and they keep opening it, but I got slick, and I threw that little hook over it.
So they're trying to get you out of the room, but...
So if you hear a tukum, tukum, it's them trying to open the door. I've already told three of them. I say, hey, give me a couple more hours, and they say no. And so now I just don't even open the door. I just hide behind the little wall
I'm
behind.
There's a standoff at the hotel. This is a nice hotel, I'm guessing?
Yeah, it's real nice. It's small. Like, rooms are small as hell, but it's the Moxie. It's like a Marriott, Bonvoy thing. It's beautiful, but it's just very tiny. But everybody told me since I've been up here, because I've been killing this hotel, everybody tells me, like, everything in New York is tiny. Like, you're from Florida. Like, y'all have sprawling houses. Up here, everything's little.
Somebody texts in, UD not a Hall of Famer?
No.
NBA?
Udonis Haslam? No. His number will be in the rafters at FTX. He's not. I think Crowder might get more NBA Hall of Fame votes.
He's no Marc Gasol.
He's number 40 on the court, number one in our hearts. We got to stick with that.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. 15 minutes of Heat tomorrow night's game, 8:30. You will hear it on 790 The Ticket.